The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
I want to take a moment, and this isn't a joke. I mean, I may say smartass stuff in it, but this is not a joke, and I sincerely mean this, and I'm feeling very sentimental, so forgive me. I want to thank Big Fatty, and the reason I want to thank him is because he has done nothing but show constant support for the Pride 48 community and other podcasters and other listeners. But even if he didn't, the support that he's shown me and my show has really moved me. And I get calls all the time from Big Fatty, and it's wonderful. And it's funny content, and it shows that he cares, that he's listening. And I just want him to know, and also all my other lovies out there, I want him to know how much it means to me that he takes the time to do this. Now, some would say it's just because he likes to hear his own voice.
That would be rude.
Yes, that would be rude.
But I bet it's true. He's an asshole.
Not nice.
Fuck you.
Not nice.
Fuck him too.
Now, well, all of that being said, I just want to say that to you, Fatty, I love you and I appreciate you and I thank you for being a part of my show and being a part of my life. Sappy?
I'm crying, V.
Knock it off. Let's do this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Feeling very sentimental, so forgive me.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2429. The BFO of a right day, the 5th of May 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, more shows have signed up for Pride 48, and we've got more haikus. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, chips and salsarers. Big Fatty, that's racist. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, it's Cinco de Mayo. Big Fatty, that is vulgar. You are correct. Mayonnaise is indeed vulgar. Big Fatty, the 5th of Mayonnaise. It's true. hi, everyone. I hope your favorite is going well. Yes, indeed, y'all. Cinco de Mayonnaise. Y'all, it's the day that my good friend George, passed away. I think it's been 20 years, something like that. 21 years, I don't really remember. Big Fatty, no surprise there. And so, y'all, later on this afternoon, me and Miss Kitty, we are going to go pay a visit. Big Fatty, you're not taking chips and salsa, are you? No. No, because, you know, George hated. He hated Mexican food. Big Fatty, the good thing he never went to Canada.
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And, y'all but just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
Big Fatty, y'all, that of course is Digger, and Digger, thank you so much for the totally original, never used before bumper for the haiku contest. put on by Mr. Cackle and Dr. Penetration. Big Fatty, I thought it was Dr. P. Oh, well, maybe, okay. Dr. T.T. Big Fatty Vulgar. But anyway, y'all, we got a couple of more haikus came in today. Y'all, the first one. The first one is from Big Fatty. It's from that kid Colt. He's out there in the Denver, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty. Just read it, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is. It says, "Sling is gone now, sad, but that's totally okay. Special chair replaced." Yes, Big Fatty. It sounds like something a giant penis would send. Big Fatty. That's at KC in Denver. And yes, Big Fatty and his giant penis. It's true. And Mr. Man probably helped with that too. So, KC, thank you so much for that. And y'all, I got one from a Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. And Big Fatty, is he still listening to the old shows? I don't know. He may have drawn a warm bath and has been looking for his straight razor if he's still listening to me. Dan has sent in a Star Wars haiku, and it goes like this. It says, "Galaxy far, far, fig batty, gold bikini, with R2, no, with RT duty." Big Fatty, that is just vulgar. And y'all, then he finishes it up, "Love you, Big Fatty." He better finish it up with "love you." There you go. So, y'all, there's Casey in Denver and my Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan, and their haikus. Yes, Big Fatty.
From Zanzibar to Berkeley Square,
but Fatty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
Yeah, Big Fatty, dear Gussie, y'all, we've gotten an e-letter from Miss Patty Bacon, and it's entitled "In the Zone." Big Fatty, we love Patty Bacon, and we do. And it says, "Ole, Big." Yo, that's hello backwards. Yes, Big Fatty. It's me, Patty. Patty Bacon from Needrabah, North Dakota. Yes, so nice they named it twice. However, I'm not in Needrabah today. I seem to be in the Twilight Zone. Big Fatty, you see, Big, I was looking at my podcast downloads on my car phone, and I saw I had a new Doubtful Interfaces program. Doubtful Interfaces program. I thought they had pod faded like that cock porn and cream corn. That cock porn and cream corn. So I started to listen, and Adam Burns and Alan did the intro, which is unusual. And then that imposter from the Beth Howland podcast started speaking, which was even more unusual. Then Adam mentions his Raspberry computer, and that confirmed that I was indeed in the Twilight Zone. I may not be able to host a technology segment, but even I know the only fruity computer is an Apple, since the BlackBerry became extinct. It was all so scary and disturbing. Hopefully, I will find a portal to exit the Twilight Zone soon. Hi, Poodle. Hi. It's me. Hi, Patty. Patty Bacon. Hi, Patty. Patty Bacon. Heavens, I didn't see you hiding there. Oh, yeah, I'm always lurking. I think someday soon you should come to the Twilight Zone and do the intro to Big's little show. You have a beautiful voice and should feature it more often. Big Fatty, I think this is an excellent idea. We'll talk about it. Toodles, Patty, and first of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always lovely to hear from such a distinguished listener of the little show. And yes, Big Fatty's distinguished listener. Anyway, Patty, thank you so much. And I hope you weren't too confused by Adam Burns' new little show. But he's bringing it back. It's gotten a fresh coat of paint. Big Fatty with the old gal. That's fresh. Well, okay, it's gotten I don't know what it's gotten. A Big Fatty, it's gotten a recumbent bike. Oh, well, maybe that's what it's gotten. But Patty, fear not. You are not in the Twilight Zone. It's an evolution. It's an evolution, if you will. Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Mr. Mike, 1972, from Squamish, Mexico. I know I haven't called in a month of Sundays, but I have a question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C., northern Mexico. Mr. Mike, what you got?
Okay, what I want to know is, what is a retrograde? Matt was talking about it a little while back, and I've been wondering about it. Is there a different kind of retrograde for science as opposed to, like, astrology? Yeah, let me know what it is. Okay, thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C. First of all, Mr. Mike, happy Cinco de Mayo to you. Lovely to hear from you. It has been a month of Sundays since we've heard from you. And this is an excellent question, and it could not have come on a more appropriate weekend. You know, now many people think that retrograde is, has something to do with the zodiac and the planets. Like for instance, Mercury might be in retrograde, whereas it appears that the planet is moving backwards in time, it kind of gets back to that question that Patty Bacon was talking about, feeling like you're in the Twilight Zone. But, Mr. Mike, I think if we're going to bring it to a different level, you know, there is a Pride 48 a reference to retrograde. Big Fatty, you're not going to have time to tell him what it is. Well, I tell you what, Mr. Mike, after the music finishes, I'll tell you what it is. Yes, Big Fatty? Well, Mr. Mike, the Pride 48 reference to retrograde incorporates moving backwards, and in this case, it refers to the old gal. Big Fatty, was there beeping or something? Going backwards? No, but retrograde was the old gal's stripper name in the 50s.
Thank you. Fatty, it's Matt from Chubbs Gone Wild and
Luigi,
formerly of the Big Gay Sex Show. And we were out and about, and my bestie here took me over to the DXL, which is where people of a certain size, you know, like small car, go to pick up their clothes. Well, I had a $50 in-store coupon card. And so I went over, and not only was I able to buy one pair of pants, but I was able to get two pairs of pants. Two pairs of pants. You know what that means? Luigi, what does it mean?
Well, the belts that were there were taller than me. I was very impressed.
It's true. The mannequins look scary. Like, they look like the giants out of Winter is Coming.
Well, in all honesty, everybody that was there appeared to be of a fuller
Basically,
giant.
Luigi walked in and said, oh, I'm a...
I didn't hang up on Matt and Luigi. Fatty, we don't ever hear from them. It's true, but first of all, Matt and Luigi, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear your voices. Gonna be nice to hear your voices during Pride 48 weekend. Y'all, by the way, we've gotten Pot is my co-pilot to sign up, and y'all, the Terminally Singles, that's going to be Terminally Single Tim and Princess Hannah, and maybe Mary the Sober Girl are going to do that, and y'all, then a new show called Podcasta Match Game is going to be on there. But anyway, Matt and Luigi, just out of curiosity, did this store to have Hawaiian shirts? A Big Fatty, I'm sure that they Oh, dear, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely weekend. Big Fatty, are you not forgetting something? No, that's the music. That's the end of the show. Big Fatty, you know you're forgetting something very important. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend, y'all, you've heard her whore herself out on that Walnut Hills little show for the past 2 or 3 months. Yes, Big Fatty, right after Grandma whored out. And y'all, this Sunday, the 7th of May, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal of someone very special to Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's the old gal. It's the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. It's Vera Charles. And yes, Big Fatty, she'll be in a drunken stupor all weekend. Well, that's every week. Oh, yeah, that's right. But y'all, when you see the old gal on the 20th, or the face space, y'all wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. You know, Big Fatty, she's finishing her 61st year. She'll be starting her 62nd, it's true. And I hope she gets... Vodka. Get her some vodka, scat. Oh, dear, Gussie. Big Fatty, I also hope she gets some cake. Well, of course. Of course, she'll probably have to make it. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Y'all, I got my brother and my sister-in-law and my niece. Y'all, they're probably going to get in tonight around midnight. Big Fatty. And then they're going to leave Sunday morning. Y'all, I still don't understand the reason for the trip. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday girl. And y'all, she said some very nice things about Big Fatty. And old gal, as you think about starting your 62nd year, any thoughts of wisdom?
Feeling very sentimental, so forgive me.
Oh, well, you know, it comes with age. It's like a fine wine.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.